You're listening to Sheffield's Great Good Podcast.
Here we go then on a... What day is it today? It's Wednesday, isn't it? Hello, I didn't see that's a really bad start to podcast, isn't it? Not knowing what day it is. Here we go, Wednesday, hump day. Today's Great Good Sheffield Podcast. I promise it'll get better from this point. England are now just one win away from the World Cup final. Major plans for Concord Sports Centre moving forward. Thousands are backing campaigns over Encliffe Park rides. And there's plenty happening across Sheffield today. Let's get into your Great Good Sheffield Podcast. Yes, I've got my notes in front of me now. I've woken up. Not quite. Wednesday, 15th of July. Let's start with a big one. Of course, England facing Argentina in the World Cup semi-final tonight with kickoff at 8 o'clock. Fans across Sheffield getting ready for one of England's biggest matches in decades, with Fan City returning to Devonshire Green and pubs and venues across the city showing the game. Also as well, just before, right, at 7 o'clock in Rotherham at Torby Carvery, there's a psychic reading, so you could get the result before game. What do you think? That's a good idea, isn't it? Champs Sports Bar and Grill in Sharrow is among the venues screening it live, whilst plenty of people like me will be doing it at home. So where you watching it tonight, check out Sheffield Radio Essentials Facebook page and let us know. Come on, England! Elsewhere, the proposed Hillsborough Law has cleared its final stage in the House of Commons. The Public Office Accountability Bill will now introduce a legal duty of candour for public officials and authorities. The legislation follows decades of campaigning by Hillsborough families and survivors and will now continue through Parliament. Major plans are also moving forward for a proposed £68 million transformation of Concord Sports Centre. The redevelopment will deliver new and improved sports, leisure and community facilities, with construction currently expected to begin in the summer of 2027, subject to the necessary approvals. That's good, isn't it? Meanwhile, more than 2,100 people are now back in a campaign calling for greater transparency over the future of the children's rides at Encliffe Park. Supporters of the long-standing operation, the long-standing operator John Mulling Amusements, say the family business has been running rides in the park for around 40 years and that it's unfair for this to be moved away. There are also plans for more than £12 million of investment in safer and greener journeys, of course, between Sheffield City Centre, Netheredge, Sharrow and Broomall, which we've been talking about, and we'll keep up to date on that. And flood projection plans around Kelham Island and Neepsend are progressing, with the project budget increasing, yesterday we mentioned this as well, £2.4 million to £6.6 million following an environmental agency funding offer. Yep, I'll definitely have that one. In other news, I'm pleased to call to Northern Avenue following reports of a man with a gun. Officers searched a vehicle and recovered what police say was a BB gun. A 58-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of possessing an imitation firearm and drugs offences and has been since been bailed whilst inquiries continue. In other news across the city, four fire engines were called to Moonshine Lane after a grass and shrub fire spread towards a garage and garden, and firefighters brought the blaze under control and the incident is believed to have started accidentally. In Sheffield today, of course, apart from the football, did we mention the England World Cup semi-final? Again, at Champs at Sharrow, Ecclesfield School 11 production of the Epic Theatre, a children's writing club taking place at Sheffield Plate, Dog Life Drawing at the Church Temple of Fun, and a Sheffield Puzzle Treasure Hunt taking place at the South Street Amphitheatre. Check before you go. These are ticketed events, and more details on those again at Eventbrite. That's it. That's your Great Good Sheffield Podcast, an update for Wednesday. We're taking a break tomorrow morning for Thursday because we're going to have a bit of a sore head, maybe a little bit later tomorrow afternoon. Have a great day. Come on, England, you can do it. We'll catch you tomorrow, love. Take care.